This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bazi Kanani. A proposal to defend science-based vaccine recommendations in Colorado and to push back against new federal vaccine standards has passed its first hurdle at the State House. Ray Solomon reports.
The bill to promote immunization access is Democratic state lawmakers' answer to the Trump administration's changes to vaccine policy. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defied vaccine science earlier this month and slashed the number of recommended routine childhood vaccines. Senate Bill 32 would require Colorado to adopt the more comprehensive, science-based vaccine guidance of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Democratic Senator Kyle Mulica, a registered nurse, sponsored the bill.
What we're doing here with this bill is we are insulating our state from the dysfunction coming out of Washington.
The proposal would also allow pharmacists to prescribe and administer vaccines and expand liability protections for providers. The bill passed the Senate Health Committee on a party line vote. Opponents say it would interfere with parental choice and hurt children. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
When Governor Jared Polis explains why he grants clemency, he often cites factors like remorse or accountability. Those criteria are now central as attention turns to whether former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters could receive a reduced sentence.
One thing, as it relates to Peters, that I'll bring up is he almost always notes contrition on the part of the offender. He'll talk about accountability, remorse, those sorts of things. And that stands out because that is not something that we have heard from Tina Peters.
That's CPR's Tom Hess. Peters is serving a 9-year sentence after being convicted of state crimes for orchestrating a data breach of Mesa County's elections equipment. This is CPR News and KRCC.